And Mrs. Capellini, Mr. Brown, Mr. Ludke, Mr. Milner, Mrs. Hussman, myself, Mary Westfall, as well as the mayor and the city law director, Mr. Moan is here, clerk of council, Sharon is present, as are members of administration, Kevin Aller, Chief Rodas, Toby Schreuer, and Bill Sanford. We have a large group joining us this evening, and we always love seeing lots of friendly faces here in the council chamber, so welcome. And for those of you who are here for the first time, we hope it won't be the last time that you join us. So tonight's purpose for the meeting is to allow public comment regarding the zoning amendment petition number PD3-2013 to amend the master development plan for Flower Hospital campus to accommodate a nursing care facility at the northwest portion of the campus. The process tonight will begin with a presentation by the ProMedica Flower Hospital representatives and their partners explaining the amended changes to the master development plan. We will then ask if there are any questions from council members, and then we'll open up the floor to public comment and questions. Just as a point of information for all of you present, please note that the Sylvania Municipal Planning Commission did review this amended plan at their meeting held on September 11th, 2013, and they recommended approval of the plan as amended with the addition of a reference to a future river trail being shown on the master plan. So with those opening remarks, I would invite representatives for Flower to begin by introducing themselves and share their presentation.
Thank you, President Westfall and Mayor Stow, members of council, and members of our community. My name is Mark Rose, and I'm here on behalf of Flower Hospital and HCR Manor Care, who are jointly developing a 64,000 square foot, 120-bed skilled nursing center at the Flower Hospital campus. I'm going to talk to you, and I'm sometimes going to turn around if that's okay, because we've got a presentation in a round here, so no insult intended if I turn and face the audience some of the times. We're here, as President Westfall just described, to discuss and comment on and hear comment about our master plan for the Flower Hospital campus. The Flower Hospital campus is zoned R3, and it has what we call a plan development overlay. And under the plan development overlay, we, Flower Hospital, provide to the community what our campus is going to look like, and we try to project what we think the campus is going to look like over the next several years. Let's put that in the first slide up. This is, go back one. This is our master plan that we're seeking approval of, and this is the plan that the Plan Commission unanimously approved on September 11th at the hearing where we talked about the plan. What I'm going to do is go over what the plan looks like today without the amendment, and then we're going to go through the progression of what's changed since 2007. And what you'll see, let's go to the next slide, please. What you'll see, this is the plan that was approved in 2007. What you'll see over on the left-hand side, what you'll see right here is what was Crestview Club Apartments. The Crestview Club Apartments was about a six-story building, included basically assisted living or independent living environment for people, and was determined, because that was no longer feasible at the campus, that building was torn down. Under the master plan, the way the master plan works, we are entitled to basically replace that. In fact, what was identified back in 2007 was that would become administrative offices. And in administrative offices, we were going to fill six floors with lots of people for administrative offices. It was determined ultimately that building be torn down. And as we go through the progression, you're going to see that's in fact where we're going to put the skilled nursing care center that we're talking about. When I get to the skilled nursing site plan portion, I'm going to introduce some of the Manor Care folks who are going to present just briefly some of the site plan aspects and how that fits in the overall master plan. But I will introduce some of the people who are going to do this throughout the presentation. who's with us here today. And we have Brian Palmer from Manor Care, and Brian is the Senior Project Manager. We have Dave Lanning. Dave is the Vice President of Development, and Griffin Julius is with us, and Griffin's Assistant Vice President of Corporate Development for Manor Care. And they're going to talk a little bit about the actual project, again, briefly, because that's what we're really here for today, is to talk about the overall master plan. All right, let's go to the next slide. This slide shows, and you'll see it's all in color, the areas that have been changed since 2007, since this was approved. And you'll see, we're going to go over each area on the next couple of slides. Let's go to the next slide. This slide shows the first thing that was changed, and you'll look, you'll see right here, where I'm pointing to, that's where the Crestview Club apartments were. And that's been torn down, and now that land is unimproved. Go ahead to the next slide. The next one shows, now again, we're in progression. So here we are, and if you recall, in our original site plan, this area was identified for a hospice care facility, and in fact, a hospice care facility was built. And then this slide, this area here, is our substation, which provides help support electricity for the overall campus. And a couple interesting things on the substation. That was one of the areas that was discussed in 2007 at this same hearing, at the hearing to discuss the overall master plan. Residents had issues and concerns about what was going to go there, when it was going to be built, how it was going to be built, and in fact, ultimately, it was built exactly as was committed to in 2007. Let's go to the next. This is an area here that there's been a lot of work, but it's essentially identical to what our master plan in 2007 segregated. We've added on to our MOB where it says new MOB. We've revised slightly the parking to accommodate the new MOB, and we've done some other work that provides better access in this area. Let's go to the next one. And this is our site plan now that we're requesting be our master plan be improved. One of the and I'll talk about several features of this plan, and one of that came up at the plan commission. If you look at, there's one here, and there's not one here. If you recall, in the 2007 plan that I showed you, there were three buildings identified as future medical service buildings. I get one here. This is on the south side of our main entrance. This one is on the north side of the main entrance. And there was a building right here that we've now eliminated as part of this overall master plan. That building was scheduled to be 36,000 square feet, two stories. And then along with the Crestview Club Apartments, which were closed here in 2007, that was 84,000 square feet. So between the two of them, if my math is correct, that was 120,000 square feet of space that was scheduled to be built, which would be essentially north of our main entrance. And we're now seeking, as part of this master plan, we're eliminating the 36,000 square foot building here, and we're putting up a 64,000 square foot two-story building to replace what was, I believe, a six-story building as part of the original master plan approved in 2007. So that's one key change or key provision of that building. Question came up in 2007. Anticipate it'll come up here again tonight. Okay, great. What are we doing with these future service buildings? And the answer is, we don't know. Okay. What we do know is that this is a process that is intended to give us flexibility in future growth of the campus. And we also know that whatever we do, we are going to go through the process of informing the planning authorities for the city of Sylvania and constructing it consistent with whatever requirements the city of Sylvania might impose from time to time. And that includes everything from the outside look to the number of people that can be inside, the traffic flow, to building materials, to landscaping, signage, lighting, everything that is that the city is going to want to make sure it blends appropriately with the community, we are going to fulfill and make sure that we describe for the city when we're ready to use these buildings. But as I said, we're already eliminating one of them. A third item that came up, and I'll leave it there, third feature that came up at the Plan Commission meeting was a request. Could we identify on the site where the river trail that has so long been talked about in this community would be going on our campus? We initially did not include the river trail on our campus. And the reason is because that's not an initiative. That's not something we're building.
that's something that the community's building, and we're happy and looking forward to donating to the community for the overall campus. And so we did include it on the site plan, but the plan commission asked us to include it on the site plan. We've had a number of discussions with representatives of the plan commission and the city's administration, and we acknowledge that that's a commitment that we are going to live by and we want to follow as part of that. And so you'll see, we've given approximate locations of where the trailhead would be, and understand this is the east trailhead for our campus. The plan is, I believe, and the city can talk a little bit more about it possibly tonight, but the trail would actually go under US 23, and it would exit at the ultimate trailhead approximately where the former Burger King was over on Monroe Street. And then the this is the west trailhead, crosses Haroon Road, somewhere near Haroon Park, to make it easy for people to, Haroon Park's kind of right in this area here, and then you cross over here. We don't know exactly, and I'm going to talk about that in a second, where the actual trail is going to go, but I think as indicated, again, we've always been committed to it, but as indicated by this, we're identifying a commitment now in writing on the actual plan. We just don't know where it's at. As far as the river trail, again, we're here tonight to talk about the master plan, but we know that, well, everybody's very, very interested in the master plan. Probably there's one or two people here that are interested in the river trail. So as a result of that, I'll mention just a few key highlights about the river trail. First, Flower, as I said, is committed to the river trail and has been committed to the river trail since we first learned about it in 2009. And in fact, in 2010, after some discussions with the city's administration, representatives of council, we entered into a letter of intent with the city where we identified in writing our commitment. We did two important things in our letter. One, we committed to donating the easements that would be necessary for the community in order to have. Now, understand we own all the property. We're going to donate the easement in an appropriate length of time so that the city can enjoy the river trail going across the Flower Hospital campus. And we also identified in that initial communication in writing to the city that we are committed to putting it in a location that meets the city's needs from a cost standpoint and from a standpoint of aesthetics for the community to enjoy the river trail, but also recognizing appropriate sensitivity to the Gorlick Center, which is a dementia care center, and also the Ebi Hospice Center, which is a very sensitive facility, and they're both very sensitive facilities. So we've been emphasizing since 2010, we continue to emphasize that we need to strike an appropriate balance between the needs of the city and the community and have a very positive experience on the river trail and from a cost standpoint, and also the sensitivity for the not only significant investments that we have in the Flower Hospital campus, but for the needs of the patients and their families who are utilizing the Ebi Hospice and the Gorlick Dementia Center. So, as I said, we remain committed. Obviously, a lot of discussion has taken place over the last several years. We've walked the trail at different proposed locations a number of times. And since our plan commission meeting, we've intensified our efforts with the city, and we're grateful for Mayor Scala, of course, and his administration, Kevin Eller, has had significant input in this overall process. President Council Mary Westfall has been very important as well in this process, and the leadership given by Councilman Lukey, Councilman Capolini. We are grateful for that. They've stepped up. We think we joined that initiative with them, and we're pleased to announce that we believe over the next 90 days we will identify an appropriate location for the river trail. And again, that location likely to be in this area. We've actually identified three alternative locations, two of which follow the river. We call it the river, it's a 10-mile creek. Or a more southerly approach that may, and again, this is, I use this carefully, may, because that's not likely to happen, but we've offered to explore, evaluate this location, actually run down the southern property line, and then go along the west line of our property back to the trailhead. So we've identified three alternatives that we're pleased about. We are excited about finalizing this process. We're excited not only, obviously, for ourselves, because we want to get this piece behind us and do something that's great for the community. We're also excited for the community to enjoy what should be a very a wonderful experience on this river trail. So that's the river trail. That's not really what I know. Like I said, there's probably a person or two here that want to talk about it, but really, this is all about the master plan and following up with our 2007 master plan. So, with my part complete, and before, and I know there's probably going to be a couple comments or some questions for us, what I ask is just a brief opportunity to let some of the representatives of Manor Care talk briefly again about their site plan. I also will mention Jeff Roush is with us tonight. Jeff is our, he really, without him, we don't get any of this stuff. He's our civil engineer, and where is Jeff? Jeff's over here. And Jeff will just make a very quick presentation about the overall site plan. And then we can address some questions. Randy Schimmler is with us tonight from, he's the Senior Vice President for Continuing Care Services for ProMedica. Alan Sattler is here. Alan's the president. I know you know that. Alan Sattler is with us. He's the president of Flower Hospital. And Tim Gronke is Vice President for Real Estate and Construction Services at ProMedica. So between all of us, clearly we'll be able to answer a couple of your questions if you have questions or address any concerns or comments you have. So thank you, and then I'll turn it over now to, is it going to be Dave? Randy? Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, Mr. Rosen.
Mr. Mayor, Madam President, thanks for letting us be here. On behalf of HCR Manor Care, I just want to tell you how thrilled we are to have an opportunity to work with ProMedica and join, hopefully join the city of Sylvania. As most of you know, we're all over Ohio. I think we have 45 buildings in Ohio, and our headquarters is right down the street.
Just for matter of record, could you share your name and your position with health, with HCR Manor Care?
My name is Dave Lanning, L-A-N-N-I-N-G, and I'm the Vice President of Development for HCR Manor Care.
Thank you.
We can show the building. Basically, it's a 64,000 square foot building, two stories, a little flyover. It's a two-story building that will look like one story as you approach it from the front of the parking lot, built into the existing terrain. So from the back, it'll be two stories. The materials will be chosen to blend in with the building adjacent to it. The hospice and the Alzheimer's care building will be identical stone and brick. This building will be designed for rehab services. With large therapy areas, numerous dining areas, and some outdoor training therapy areas. There's the front of it. As you see from the parking lot, you're looking basically into a one-story building, and then the building will use the existing slope for the second story. We're hoping to begin construction sometime this spring, and it will be operational in the fall of 15. Employ about 140 people. Like any other information there? And Jeff can work with you the site plan details. And thanks again for allowing us the opportunity to be part of the community here. We're really excited about it.
Thank you, Mr. Lanning.
Good evening. I'm Jeff Roush with ESA Engineers here in Toledo. Just touch on a couple of the things on the site plan. As Dave and Mark have alluded to previously, this is the general area where the Crestview building was. It has the natural 12-foot minimum grade difference from here up to here. So that's where we have the one-story appearance here, and then the residential areas are two-story back here. We are utilizing the existing drives and entrances into the site along here. This is the main entrance as you come in, and the main loop road coming around the north side. We are utilizing existing parking here. We're adding on our parking over here on the north side, or the west side. Utilities are here on the site, which we'll be utilizing. There's sanitary water coming around here. Those are existing. We'll be utilizing those. And we'll be utilizing an existing storm outfall out to the creek here. We'll be utilizing underground detention rather than disturbing the existing pond. for our stormwater detention and water quality purposes. This drive along the back here, that is for service and fire access only. As you can see, it does not continue around, so there will not be traffic going around that north side.
Thank you, Mr. Roush.
That ends our presentation. I guess we'll turn it over to you.
Very good.
I know you want to handle this. Thank you.
Very helpful to have the overview. I appreciate the time and the energy that went into that. I'd like to first invite members of council, if you have any questions that you'd like to start with that you could ask. Anyone here?
Yeah, sure. Could one of you give us a little bit of a sense of the timeline for the project? When do you expect to start construction? When is it expected to be done?
They're going to start construction. We'd like to start early April. It'll take 12 to 16 months, I believe, to complete the project, but they'll be mostly inside work after about December, January of next year.
Thank you. With that, I would open...
Mary, just to make another comment. I do want to recognize Flower and its commitment to the River Trail. Especially, Mark, the fact that you took so much time in the presentation to address that. Some of the members of council are very committed to the project. I think significant members of the community are. And I do have to say, since you mentioned the fact that Katie and myself and Mary were involved with some meetings with the Flower administration, you have been extremely receptive, I think, to the council's sense of urgency in moving this along, very receptive to making it part of this plan. So I want to acknowledge that willingness to embrace the vision that we have for phase two of the River Trail and your commitment to working with us on getting that done, particularly the initial identification of a final site within 90 days. I think that's going to be very helpful to the process.
Thank you, and thank you as well for those comments, Mark. I do think we all view Flower as a very good partner and citizen and good community neighbor, so I ditto Mark's comments. We are grateful for the conversations around the River Trail and your willingness to include it and commit to it as you have all along. So we thank you for that. Todd?
I just wonder, for the community gathered here today, if again we could go over the type of care that will be handled at this facility, and if we just go over that again.
It'll be both residents for elderly folks in a typical nursing home sense that is in your, but this will also specialize in post-hospital care. Heavy rehabilitation for hips, knees, different things like that. These folks will be with us 3 to 4 weeks while they're undergoing extensive therapy.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Now I'd like to invite anyone from the audience, and we've heard several people make comments here. If there's anyone who'd like to speak in favor of the plans that have been presented, I'd invite you to step forward. And if there's anyone who would like to speak, is there someone? If you'd like to share your name and your address, we'd appreciate that.
Excuse me. My name is Norm Kennicksucker. I live at 6311 Oakland Court, which is right across the street from the entrance to the hospital. And I'm not one of your patients. I'm not here to elicit any sympathy. My only comment, I've lived there for approximately 13 years. Flower Hospital's been a very good neighbor. Very happy to see that they take very good care of the property and so forth. My only question, I guess, or concern is traffic studies that have been taking place or will take place on the river. Because at certain times of the day, traffic gets really backed up because of shift changes and stuff, which we understand. I'm curious as to what this is going to do for traffic going into that facility. Are they going to use the main entrance, or will there be a separate entrance further north? Is there any consideration for traffic lights? Those are my main concerns, is the traffic study on Haroon Road. I don't know if anybody can answer that.
I don't know if Mr. Ellis got any comments on that.
There have not, there have not been a traffic impact study done to date. It is something that we would consider. They're essentially moving, while facilities are very different, they're essentially moving an operation that they now service from the southern end of the campus to the northern end of the campus, and will move that main entrance. That will be something that we look at. We've actually just started talking with consultants about the larger picture, this being part of it. We have existing problems at Maroon and Monroe. We have a roundabout and a traffic signal going in at Britton King and Britton McCord, respectively. How's that going to impact the traffic at Britton Main and Britton Maroon? So we're taking a look at the total picture, not just this campus. But that may be something that we ask SPIRE to take a look at on how their change in traffic pattern is going to affect everything.
Thank you, Mr. Allen.
Thank you.
Anyone else like to speak about this particular plan? And anybody that would like to step forward and speak in opposition is welcome as well. Please come up to the microphone. Mm-hmm. And please share your name and your address.
Kate Conway. I am a member of this community going on about 10 years with my family. I'm also the vice president of the Arts Commission. And I took time out of my day, as did I think a lot of people here, because this river trail is really, really important to us, and I think to the city. And I'm really pleased with what I heard about the cooperation that's happening. And I just want to say that I hope that you all move it to the top of your priority list and make it happen. We've been talking about it for a long time.
Thank you.
Good evening. I'm Bob LaBelle. I reside at 5101 Haroon Road, directly across from Lake Park's driveway. Lived there for 12 years. Mr. Mayor, council members, folks from Flower and Manicure, I appreciate you listening to my time today. I run a small business out of my home. I'm a photographer. And being in my location, I'm somewhat restricted because I'm zoned residential. And there's things I'd like to do, like have a sign in front of my home for my business and some other things that I've not been able to do because of my zoning. I believe Flower is zoned agricultural with a variance because they're a hospital. And with that variance, they've been able to operate in a manner that I can't and use Haroon Road to best fit their master plan while I'm restricted with my master plan. Having said that, in recent years, we dealt with the issue of lighting and signage at the hospital, and I was in a meeting in which I was shown drawings, which I did not see the tube lighting installed. But whatever the case may be, it was determined that it was approved by the board, and this council agreed that it would stay and that those tube lights would no longer be available to businesses in the Sylvania area in the future. My concern is that we see comprehensive drawings. And Mr. Mayor is an architect, you know what I'm talking about. And those drawings need to match the building that's built. And we need to see exactly what's going up with no surprises in the future. I'm not going to argue about what's been done in the past, but I certainly want to know that those architectural drawings and renderings do, in fact, match the hospital or ProMedica's plans. And I think you agree, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. LaBelle. Any other comments?
My name is Judy Coles, and I live on Haroon Road, 5111 Haroon Road, I've been there since 1973. I haven't done the math, so I don't know how many years that is. It's longer than I've ever lived anywhere else, and we love it there. We love Sylvania, and I'm very grateful to have Flower Hospital so close. In fact, I was in their emergency room last night. They have a wonderful emergency room, and I appreciate that. I have two questions. One is about the bike path that is now behind the whole complex. I think it's a wonderful path. When my adult children come to visit, they use it for running. And I was curious about the Lake Park building. Is that going to be torn down, or is that going to remain? Is this building going to replace it? I'm just curious about that. But I really would like to know about the path that's paved with asphalt, I believe, and it goes the entire length. You can see the expressway from it. I'm sure you all know what it is. Is it going to remain, or are we going to lose that?
I think that Flower Hospital would likely respond.
I'm willing to listen to all the comments, and then I'll address them all. I want to just address them. There was some comments on zoning that needed to respond to. There was a question about
why don't we address the ones that have surfaced and see, because I think that that would be most helpful for the group who are still having questions in their mind.
Okay. The thank you for very specific about the hospital. We too, unfortunately, have an emergency room, it seems like too many times. We have kids, that's what happens. On the bike path, we don't have any plans at all to change the bike path. The bike path is, we know, is a real nice amenity. The community uses it. We program with the bike path from time to time. At this stage, we have no reason to have any changes in the bike path, so we don't anticipate anything happening there. As far as Lake Park goes, the operations that are in Lake Park now are going to be moved to this new site. What we plan to do over, once construction gets underway, we're going to do a full analysis of what can go into Lake Park to replace Lake Park, and we don't know. There's been no plans to do anything with it at this stage, but we are committed to letting the community know as soon as we know what those plans might be, and we would anticipate that would be sometime before or commensurate with the opening of the new nursing care facility. So that's it. I might mention on the traffic study. In 2007, there was a similar request for a traffic study, and in fact, we did a traffic study. I'll be happy to share it with you, Kevin. We did one in 2008, and it analyzed a number of different things that we were doing as part of our 2007 plan. As Mr. Heller points out, this actual movement doesn't create any additional traffic. We're moving people from one side of campus to the other side of campus in a substantially smaller facility, and in fact, as I mentioned earlier, we're actually eliminating one future medical services building. So we actually have less traffic from that standpoint. Now, with that said, as Mr. Heller pointed out, there's a number of things going on in the community, and it's always important to us that we have the right kind of flow coming in. We have emergencies. We need people to be able to get in and out of our facilities. If that doesn't work for them, it's not going to work for us. So from a traffic study standpoint, we always want to work cooperatively with the city on whatever studies, and we want to be part of that, that we can be when you start exploring some different ideas for the community. The one that was done in 2008 that we did, and again, I'm going to share that, did not indicate that a traffic signal would be needed there until we built out all of our medical facilities that we had planned in 2007. So again, since then, we've torn down, which essentially was about 120,000 square foot Crestview Club apartments since then. So things, we might even have to push back that timetable from warranting that's traffic speak for saying that you can get a traffic signal at the Haroon entrance. So I just want to address that.
My name is John Carr. I live at 7131 San Benito. I've been a resident of Sylvania for approximately 10 years. I just wanted to come tonight with my family, one, show support of the project that the mayor and the council and the flower and HR manager representatives have shown. I was glad to hear that there's a cooperation to move forward with the path is going to hopefully go through. I did want to point out that I have two small children and we've used the path, but also I had a mother who passed away who actually at times was a resident of Flower, and she passed away of dementia-related illnesses as well, and went through hospice. So I think I kind of got full circle from both sides of the the future plans. And I just want to, that's why I'm glad that it's going to work out, because I realize that the hospital's concerns, like I would, about the residents of those particular areas, noise, making sure they're at peace, making sure that they go trouble-free with the processes that they and their families are going through. But then the other part of me also realizes, and I hope that the hospital realizes, as things pass through life, we have to have places for the young and the people moving forward through life. And so I was really glad to hear, hopefully, that everything will work out with the path. I did have one specific question related to the current path, if it goes through into the, the property. Is there going to be any sort of, traffic control signal put in that crossing on the main road there, if there's plans for that? I just asked because my children are 8 and 11, and then there's always going to be, if that goes through, it's going to create a greater flow of foot traffic. And also, we all realize it's a very busy area at times of the day, as people stated. I'm just curious, is there any plans for a traffic control device at that crossing if it goes through?
Good question.
I appreciate your time.
Thank you, and good question, Mr. Carr. I'm going to let Mr. Aller address that.
Yes. As part of the, it wasn't put in with the first phase, obviously, because the trail ends up at Broom Road at this point. But the second phase would include what's called a talk signal, in which when someone comes up to Broom Road, there'll be a push-button type operation. It'll be just blank lights, if you will, no lights on or anything. Individual pushes the button, red lights will start flashing back and forth, and that will alert motorists to start slowing down, and then it will go full red, traffic stops, pedestrian crosses, and then it gives you about 20 seconds, and then it just goes back to blank again, and traffic will start. Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Aller. I do think that we've had a lot of input tonight, and certainly we welcome more. The River Trail is something that we've heard Flower make a big commitment to. I think we are trying to focus tonight on the master facility plan that Flower has presented and the exciting new opportunity with HCR Manor Care. And so I don't know if there's anyone who has any other comments specific to those things. I'd welcome that. Please step up, sir.
Good evening. My name is Keith Webb. I live at 6906 Shooters Hill. And I do want to talk a little bit about the River Trail. I came out tonight a little concerned that what I read about in the paper, that some of the routing issues might affect the cost of the project. And I just want to say that I hope that the trail gets built and that you can come to some agreement between the administration and the administration of the hospital to make sure that the trail actually gets built. I think the administration recognized the importance of bicycle infrastructure for the community by commissioning the 2009 bicycle plan, and also your willingness to actually build it. There's already piece of the trail that's already been built and other places that you're actually implementing the trail, and I applaud you for that. And I thank Flower Hospital and ProMedica for allowing us access for the right-of-way onto the property. I was a patient there at Flower last year. I had a choice of where I could go, and Flower is the place that I wanted to be. And so I appreciate us having access to that. And relative to the actual site plan, since we are looking at a site plan and you'd like to comment specific to that, I would like to know if there's been any arrangement for bicycle parking as you look at parking across the facility, if accommodations were also made for bicycle parking. An important aspect to promote people to use bicycling as an alternate form of transportation from single motor vehicles. Thank you.
Thanks. I think that would be something that Flower would have to consider at some point in time. In terms of the river trail, I think that we certainly haven't spoken specifically to that topic at this juncture. That doesn't mean there won't be as far as it relates to the river trail. I can't speak to the Flower Hospital campus on that. Any other comments from the audience? Questions? Seeing none, I thank you all for your time, and I would ask the members of council what your pleasure is in terms of a recommendation at the council meeting this evening.
Mary, I do have one question I thought might come up about the extra parking. According to our code, it seems that there's more parking on here than what the code requires. If you could respond to that. We would like less rather than more.
It's been our experience operating about 285 of these facilities that we basically need a space for every bed we have. So we need about 125 spaces or so. So it's based on operating experience.
Thank you.
Madam President, I think we have completed our review of this plan, and I think it's appropriate at this point. We've had our public hearing. It's been through the Planning Commission. I would move that we recommend approval of the new site plan at our meeting this evening.
I'll second that.
So it's been moved and seconded that we recommend approval of the site plan at our council meeting this evening. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, that will be the recommendation going forward. Any other business to come before the meeting this evening? Oh, no, I guess it's a public hearing. There wouldn't be any. Excuse me. So this public hearing is officially adjourned at 6:45. I thank you all for joining us.